Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Galatians chapter 3, we were taught that it is not faith that saves us, but it is Jesus that saves us. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I saw three Christian colleges in the last couple of years that have closed down that were one time fundamental, true to the word. And they closed down after they tried to turn to the flesh to try to keep their numbers up. And all it did was destroy the college. And that breaks our heart, but nonetheless, that's what happened. But you have these ones that are growing pretty quickly. And what do you look at when you see the Mormons or you see the Islamics? You see people with standards. You see people with rules of morality and things like that. Now, I do have some problems with both of those groups, doctrinally and in their what they call morals, because some of their morals are not right when they come out and they can have four wives, and Jesus said the opposite of that. When they can come out and because they're fighting in battle, they can be homosexual and they can have harlots and things of that nature. I have a problem with that. When they can just go kill people, when the Bible says thou shalt not kill. But then they do have some other things that are moral. But those groups are growing. Those with standards, those that have strong rules are growing. And that ought to tell you something. See, their rules punish you with physical or mental impairment. Ours loves you. It may have to separate from you, but it's always seeking to bring you back, but it's not seeking to kill you or to rub you in the dirt. Now let's understand, God is a spirit, and Christ's work is accepted by faith. Now we do understand it is by faith that Christ transforms our life. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are come new. Now, understand, it's not my faith that saves me. It's not my faith that transforms me. It's the Lord Jesus Christ that saves and transforms. But faith is like the hypodermic needle. The needle doesn't heal anybody. But the stuff that's in the hypodermic that goes from it into your veins is what brings the healing from that disease or whatever it is that it's made to heal. Well, faith is the hypodermic, but it is Christ, and it's the blood of Christ that cleanses us from all sin. Well, here are people. When you look, they felt their works were needed. And why do they feel their works are needed? Because they recognize they're sinners before a holy God. But what they fail to see is the sufficiency of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the curse of which man finds himself under is the punishment for the law he has broken. Man attempts to be saved by works, then he must face the penalty, the curse, judgment without mercy, for not meeting God's criteria. Because we are carnal, without Christ, we face eternal corruption in the lake of fire called hell. Partial obedience will not save a man. Whether they are great or little, doesn't matter who the men are, partial obedience is just that. It's partial. God's holy person demands perfection. Jesus had to be a perfect sacrifice, not just nearly perfect. He had to be perfect. To break in one point is to be guilty of all. You see, the curse is twofold. Presently, it is alienation from God in this life. Therefore, you can pray, but if you're not saved, your prayers are even abominable to Him, till you first receive Him as your Lord and Savior. Unless you repent and believe, you're alienated from God. But secondly, the curse shows beyond that, final banishment from His presence in eternity, if you die without Christ. Now we see the futility of trying to go to heaven by keeping the law. You'll notice the words right here in our text, again in verse 10. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is every man that, what? Continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Now you see there, they must continue in all things if that's what they're depending on for their salvation. So when he says continueth not, it means he does not persevere to complete the job of ultimate perfection. In other words, somewhere along the line, he fails. He breaks down. See, Jesus never did. That's why he could be our sacrifice, because he was the only perfect Lamb of God. Now, this is now more explicit, because the definition of sin is much more explicit by the law. No one in Israel, for that matter, in the world, is excused. In Romans chapter 7, verse 7, it says, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law, for I had not known lust, except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. Now let me explain what that means here to us. Let's imagine I'm walking along a path, and there's a sign that says, keep off the grass. Now, before that, before I saw the sign, I saw people walking on the grass. And I thought it was all right. And so I walked on the grass. But now a sign tells me it's not all right. Now, if I continue, then I'm not only doing wrong, now I am a transgressor, because the law has been given to keep off. Now, that doesn't change the fact that I was wrong for walking on the grass when I did not know better, because it was still wrong. You see, many other people were ignoring the sign. And just because I'm following them, it doesn't make me righteous, and it doesn't make it all right. So, we need to understand that it doesn't make it all right. Now, again, let me put it this way. I do not believe in a works salvation, and the Bible does not teach a works salvation. But I do believe, because the Bible teaches, a salvation that works. If you've been saved, you'll want to get the gospel out. If you don't, there'll be a Holy Spirit convicting you of it, chastening you for it. If you don't want to, then you better examine yourself to see if you are in the faith. I don't question your works, my friend, but your faith. Because I know this, faith works. I'm not saying someone out there's not saved. I'm saying examine yourselves and see if you're in the faith. Because if you have a faith, it works. I may have a belief that there are certain foods that will make me much fatter than I am. There are certain foods and with heavy calories that will quickly put on the weight. There are foods that are full of grease and other things that are not good for me. Now, I can believe that very seriously. But if I eat those foods, it's not faith. Even though I seriously believe that those foods are not good for me, then it's not faith. It's only faith is that when I believe it, then I act upon it. See, a lot of people have a statement of doctrine, but not of faith. They believe Jesus died for them and rose from the dead. They believe that he's the only way of salvation. And don't get too excited about that, because the Bible says the devils believe and tremble. But until he's received as your Lord and Savior, then there's no hope for you. See, that's why the Bible always uses marriage as an example. Isn't it interesting? When we get to heaven, the Bible talks about the marriage feast of the Lamb. Isn't it interesting that Jesus clarified he made woman for a man and they would be one flesh? And he designed marriage. Isn't it interesting that when he says, in my Father's house are many mansions, if it were not so, I would have told you, that he's actually talking about what would happen in a marriage, that a room would be built on for the husband with his new bride. Isn't that interesting that God uses that to show the commitment that a relationship with Jesus Christ actually is? And see, a lot of people have a religion, but they don't have a salvation. So 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourself and see whether you be in the faith. Again, when a baby is born, that child is born with a sin nature. That baby doesn't know right from wrong. However, when there is an age of accountability involved, and he can discern right from wrong, then he becomes accountable before God. In Romans chapter 12, verses 14 through 16, we read this. For when the Gentiles, okay, again, this is Romans 2, verses 14 through 16. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law, speaking of the Gentiles that don't have the law, are a law unto themselves. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.